Well, before we have our final hymn together, just wanted to take a moment or two. We're going to hear from God's word and think about the why we remember. We thought before our act of remembrance, what we remember, and we use symbols and things to do that. But now what about the why, just to be clear on that? And we know, don't we, from our poppies, the symbol on the screen, that we remember those who fell in the war, and then from our bread and the wine, as a young man said, Jesus, before he died, wanted us to remember him. And of course, the amazing thing is, just as we've sung, is that Jesus, unlike those soldiers, didn't stay dead. Astonishing thing is that he rose again, defeated death once and for all. That is the Christian assurance of hope. It's amazing. Of course, for those who said goodbye to loved ones in war, when we read out the names of those who died from Christchurch Parish, those husbands, those sons and grandsons just didn't come home. They gave the ultimate price, didn't they? Their death meant others could live, and we remember them. Now, hands up if you've heard of Private Billy McFadden. If you were here 2 years ago, you might do. Private Billy McFadden, anyone know? Charles definitely does, because he knows the rugby club where Private Billy McFadden used to play from back home. Anyone else heard of Private Billy McFadden? He is a name to remember. You know that name? Brilliant. It's a good name to remember. It's a funny one, Billy McFadden. It's spelt with a Z in there. It's a complicated one. But there's a slide on the screen I think should appear. There he is. There's a little original portrait on the left. And on the right, that's how he's remembered in his hometown. There's paintings like that all over his town, the rugby club and various community centres, so that his face isn't forgotten. You want to know why? Private Billy McFadden, on the first day of the Battle of the Somme, in World War I, he died. But do you know what? 19,000 other people from the Allied forces died that day. 19,000. Why do you remember Billy McFadden? Let me tell you, when Private Billy McFadden was in the trenches, which were the long tunnels and corridors they used to fight in, a box of grenades fell, and he saw two of the grenades' pins came free. And Private Billy McFadden, before he stopped to think, leapt on the box of grenades, absorbed the blast, and all of his fellow soldiers in the trench lived. It's an astonishing act of bravery and courage. He paid the ultimate price, didn't he? Remember those men, those who managed to get back home, will always remember Private Billy McFadden and the sacrifice he gave. And you can't quite see it on the portrait, but when they did the portrait, they actually painted on the Victoria Cross that his father was presented with and he would have worn had he come home. So the artist painted it on that he would be properly remembered. It's an amazing sacrifice to save others. And the Bible's really clear that Jesus died as a sacrifice to save others too. And the astonishing thing is that when Jesus rose, he wanted us really clear what his death meant. See, Private Billy McFadden's brought life to those men in the trench, and the other men and women who've died in war we remember as bringing us peace with other nations and freedom. And Jesus wants us clear of the peace we have, not just with others, but with God, because of his death. This is how it's written. Let me read from, if you had Bibles, I could point you to them, but let me read from Luke's Gospel. He's someone who has interviewed all the eyewitnesses, and he was a doctor, and in the 24th chapter of his biography of Jesus, he says, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, this is what is written. The Messiah, that's a posh word for Jesus, that's who he was. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. I've forgotten I put the words on the screen. There it is. You follow along. That's the key bit. Repentance, that means turning away from sins. For forgiveness of sins will be preached. That is the amazing offer that Christians remember in Jesus and celebrate. Let's be clear. Think of it a bit like this. Maybe you've seen this screen before. I think there's a slide. There we go. Anyone heard of this company? Oh, yeah, quite a few people. They did quite well, didn't they, in a pandemic? Bumper subscriptions. I should say that other streaming services are available, but Netflix, not sponsoring us. Disney Plus, maybe. You'll know your favorites, even adults. Any binging on the box sets?
Don't lie.
Don't lie. We all know our Netflix. Now, imagine one day you've gone there. Of course, you've done all your homework. That's all done. Absolutely done. You're actually bored at home, wondering what on earth to do. You've asked mum and dad any chores I can do. They're all done. And now you decide perhaps it's time just for 5 minutes Netflix before bed because everything else is done. Right? Is that how it works in your house? No. Okay. Okay. Nor mine. Nor me. But you've got Netflix, and you go onto the menu, you've logged into the profile, you're there, and there's all those little thumbnails, aren't there, of what to watch and what's recommended. And imagine there's one that says, and it's a little picture, and it's a photo of the movie, and it's your face. And underneath it says, the story of your life. So it would say for me, the story of Adam Pimble's life. And you think, wow, that's good of them. Didn't think I was that interesting. And you click on it. And as it starts, you realize it is a record on screen of everything you have ever thought, ever said, and ever done for all the world to see. Ah, well, that's quite nice. Yeah, I agree. There will be some moments, won't there? There'll be some good things on there. All those happy memories of sports days and egg and spoon races, those moments of kindness where you helped a brother or sister or looked after granny. There'll be all sorts of good things. As you get a bit older, you have to pass exams. Boo, but you do. You might get a driving license. All these things. You might get married. You might get a job. All these things of celebration. They'll all be on there. And you think, this is great viewing. But I said it's a movie of everything you've thought and said and done. Will that include the bad bits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will it include your private stuff?
It would include everything, yes.
Even
your passcodes, yes, my goodness, we'd all be able to hack into your iPhone, my goodness. Wow, I did not expect that reply. Even your PIN codes will be there. It might have, yeah. Hold on, it might well have that too. Let's just keep it clean. But everything's there. But they get the idea. There are things on there, aren't there, that you wouldn't want anyone to see. Me too. I would run for the remote and say, stop, quick, stop. And why is it only the kids can work the remote? In fact, where is the remote? You'd want to turn it off, wouldn't you? Because of course there's good things on there. But if everything's on there, my goodness, I don't think I want to see it again. And I certainly wouldn't want my friends and my family, who I love the most, I wouldn't want them to see. Not everything I've thought, said and done, not even about them. It would be so hard. And that is what the Bible calls sin. It's all the stuff that disconnects us from knowing God. It's the stuff we do when we don't know him, to others and to him. And if it was on a Netflix film, it would be absolutely awful. But Christians, as we said at the start of the service, we celebrate that because Jesus died and rose, the Lord promises, I remember sins no more. Because Jesus died and rose, just as I read, Jesus says, I said, just as it was written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. He did. And that means you'll know about forgiveness of sins. No matter what's on the movie reel, Jesus says, when you trust in me and my death in your place, a bit like Billy McFadden, then you can be forgiven. You will be free and wonderfully know peace with the Lord forever. And so as I just finish, as we rightly today gather to remember and appreciate, say thanks to those men and women who have paid the ultimate price in war, Christians always rightly remember and say thanks, appreciate Jesus, who died, not in a war of battle, but in a war against sin, yours and mine. And as he rose again, he promises forgiveness of sin to all who thank, remember him. And so, boys and girls, when you perhaps look at your poppies a bit later on, you'll remember if you put it in a drawer or you get ready for next year, you'll come back, I hope, and we'll say, why is it we have the poppies? And you'll remember those who fell in war. And maybe tonight, tomorrow, maybe over lunch, you look at a piece of bread and see if you can remember, why is it Christians remember that symbol of bread when they meet? Take bread and wine to say thank you as we remember Jesus dying for us too.